Daybreak, Chapter 9, Part 2. Twilight Velvet appeared in the middle of a street 2 blocks away from the castle. She held Twilight Sparkle close, rocking her back and forth.
Nightlight! Nightlight!
Twilight! He answered from the next street over. I'm coming!
Call an ambulance!
She pressed a hoof over her daughter's bleeding neck, staunching the flow as well as she could.
Call the hospital! Do it now!
Twilight Sparkle croaked. One violet eye turned to her mom. Its luster was fading.
Don't try to talk, sweetheart,
Twilight Velvet said. She ran a hoof through her daughter's mane, even as the other clamped firmly over the cut in her throat.
It's okay, shh, it's gonna be okay. Mommy's here for you, just rest now, shh, just rest.
Twilight Sparkle whined as she tried to take a breath. Her eye gradually slid shut and her squirming stopped.
Oh, Creator, please, please help her, please.
Tears dripped from Twilight Velvet's eyes.
Please help her. Please.
She lifted her head.
Somepony, help her! Somepony, help my baby!
10 minutes later, an ambulance carriage rolled up. The first responder scooped Twilight Sparkle up and rushed her to the hospital. Twilight Velvet rode with them, not letting go of her daughter until the bandage was around her neck. Once they arrived, the doctors took Princess Twilight away, leaving an intern to tend to Chief Twilight's nose. Twilight Velvet sat in the waiting room, her head resting on Nightlight's shoulder. Her gray coat had been washed, but still held traces of red. Tears ran down her cheeks and collected under her chin. Nightlight took deep and even breaths to keep himself calm. And they waited. Applejack watched as Andean took both of his daughters on a floating dance through the air. He smiled brightly for them, but his eyes kept jumping to the garden's door. Applejack sat down at the edge of the dance floor and scanned the ballroom for any sign of Twilight Sparkle. But instead of Twilight, she found Rarity. She was dancing with a Frankenpony-esque fancy pants. Applejack joined the circling dancers and made her way to them.
Mind if I cut in?
Rarity turned to her with a smile.
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Applejack, how are you?
Fancy Pants held out his hooves to dance with Applejack. He met empty air as the two mares twirled away. He dropped to all fours, shrugged, and headed for the punch bowl.
Well, as good as I can get under the current circumstances.
Applejack stubbed her hoof against Rarity's.
Ow! It ain't exactly my heart's desire to... Ow! Speak overly much with... Andean. You see Twilight around? Ow. No, not a... hint of a lavender helicorn anywhere.
Rarity shut her eyes behind her intricate, colorful mask.
We really must teach you how to waltz, Applejack. I ain't got time.
Applejack rolled her eyes.
And I'm starting to worry about her rares. She should have been here about an hour ago. Do you suggest that we leave the party and scour all of Canterlot for her?
Rarity sighed.
It's a rather large city, Seabreeze.
Applejack squinted.
You knocking on my costume? It's a compliment.
Rarity smirked half-heartedly.
You know, I thought mayors had ponies to do this kind of thing for them. Yeah, me too.
Applejack jerked her head towards the doors.
So, we going or what?
They then left the dance floor behind. As they gently pushed their way through the partygoers, a short stallion tapped Applejack on the shoulder.
Lord Mayor?
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
Yeah? I have a message for you and Princess Luna. Do you know where she is?
Applejack's walk curved to the garden.
Yeah, I do. What's up? Where's the message from? The hospital.
Twilight Velvet wiped her eyes as Daring Duke barged into the room.
Where's Sparkle?
She asked.
How is she? Is she gonna be okay?
Velvet's eyes stung. She lurched forward and wrapped Daring in a tight hug. The Pegasus jumped in surprise, but soon returned the embrace.
Hey.
Daring said.
I'm sure that it'll be fine. She wasn't breathing.
Velvet said.
And she wasn't moving. Daring, ponies don't survive this. You've seen it. She's gonna die. And I couldn't help her!
Applejack and Rarity walked slowly into the room. Applejack rubbed her foreleg and turned to Nightlight.
Are they working on her now?
He only nodded. Rarity's makeup smeared when she wiped her eye.
Oh my stars. This isn't fair. She doesn't deserve this.
She waved a hoof and wandered around the waiting room.
She should have been drinking punch, or dancing with a few nice stallions, enjoying her position, not fighting for her life in a hospital!
Applejack wrapped her shoulders.
Easy, Rarity, easy. Just stay strong, okay? Stay strong for Twilight. She, She needs us to believe that she can make it, okay?
Rarity pressed her lips together and bowed her head. The temperature in the room dropped. All ponies turned their heads towards the entrance, where shadows were collecting. Princess Luna stepped inside.
Where is she?
Nightlight bent a knee.
They've taken Twilight to the emergency room and are—
Where is the assassin?
Luna said in a low, icy voice.
I swear, she will pay for what she has done. She's long gone by now,
Applejack said.
Right the second, all we can do is pray for Twilight. Time will come later for payback and for justice.
She lifted a hoof to place it on Luna's shoulder.
Just try and keep a cool head.
Luna jerked away.
A cool head, you say?
She gritted her teeth and brought her face to Applejack's level.
My sister is living a nightmare. My friend has been torn apart, and other ponies are already dead. The time is over for cool heads. The hay's the matter with you?
Applejack bumped noses with Luna.
Get a hold of yourself! You're gonna get yourself killed or drive yourself crazy! Stop it, the both of you!
Rarity said.
Now is not the time to fight over anything. We need to come together, and Luna's right.
Daring said. She pulled away from Velvet and lifted a hoof.
We need to track down this killer before she goes and hurts any pony else. Who's with— Where are you even gonna start?
Applejack stomped a hoof.
You're gonna run on a wild goose. Silence, all of you!
Luna spread her wings, blotting out the light from above.
My word is law, and enough!
They all turned, Nightlight cradling Twilight Velvet in his forelegs.
Enough,
he said.
Please.
Luna lowered her wings. The room brightened. She closed her eyes and left through the door. Applejack pulled the fuzzy wig off of her head.
I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Rarity leaned into her side.
As am I. Perhaps we should all just take a moment and hope.
The two element bearers laid hooves on Twilight Velvet's shoulders. Daring Dew walked across the room and sat across an uncomfortable couch. She glared at the coffee percolator as it ground out a single cup. She glanced back once at the collected ponies, then buried her head in her forelegs. The scarred mare leaned against the cool metal door. Above, the rusted sign declaring the building Dulcimer's Warehouse creaked in the wind. Her muscles protesting with every movement, she pushed the door up and slid beneath. She crawled across the dusty, dirty floor towards the couch. Her cheek burned, her legs ached, her jaw stung, her wings seized, and tears dripped from her eyes as blood dripped from her mouth. She dug through the couch cushions in a rush, and when she found the silver cylinder, she yanked it out and unscrewed the cap. She used the cap to measure out 2 millimeters of the golden liquid. The ambrosia burned her throat, but it was a welcome change from the agony of before. Gradually, her aches and pain ceased. Her wings throbbed, but it was a dull pain. She dabbed a drop on her scar and sighed in relief. She narrowed her eyes at the mirror. Poison. Poison went straight for the heart.
If the younger princess is not dead, she will be soon.
No answer came from the mirror. The scarred mare paid it no mind. It never answered when she spoke. Her only requirement was to answer when it spoke. She lay herself in her cot and rocked back and forth, the single light flickering overhead. Poison shut down the heart. And through that, it killed the body. The mare gritted her teeth as her stomach burned with the healing power of ambrosia. She hissed when the sensation subsided, and she leaned out of her cot and turned on her homemade radio. Crackling music slid out, filling the warehouse with the sounds of the opera. Proud singers with strong voices belted out their tunes, and notes were hit that were once deemed impossible. Poison struck the heart. The scarred mare had most certainly struck Luna's heart. She shut her eyes and let the music lull her to sleep. She didn't know how long she'd been out before the door to the warehouse crumpled inward. She brought herself to full wakefulness in an instant, flipping out of the cot to face the invaders. Her legs protested, but she didn't let the pain show on her face. There were 8 stallions. 6 were covered in armor and wielding various weapons. The other 2 walked in behind them, a unicorn and an earth pony. The unicorn raised a butterfly mask and tugged the collar of a jacket that was about 100 years out of style.
Scuttlebutt,
the unicorn said.
Please start bringing the mare's things to the car.
Yes, sir.
Scuttlebutt trotted around the armored ponies.
Will there be anything else, Viscount?
No.
Viscount Dulcimer shook his head.
I'll deal with the mare myself.
The scarred mare sneered. She bent her knees in preparation to charge.
Who art thou?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
using more recent vernacular. Dulcimer tapped the largest armored pony, a Pegasus, on the shoulder.
If she gives you any trouble, feel free to hurt her. Thank you.
The Pegasus grinned. The scarred mare watched as Scuttlebutt turned off her radio and hefted it onto his back.
How did thou find me?
Oh, please. This town's an open book.
Dulcimer shrugged.
I simply know what page the index is on.
The assassin flexed her wings.
What dost thou want?
What I want and what I get are often different things.
Dulcimer rubbed his goatee.
I wanted Twilight Sparkle, but I got you. That can be a start, so maybe we can talk and see where things lead.
She clicked her tongue.
Unlikely.
She spread her wings and released several expertly aimed wing blades, each headed for a different pony's neck. But before she could blink, the knives clattered in a pile before her. She looked at it, unplussed. She looked back up to where Dulcimer was standing, but there was only empty air.
Nice trick,
Dulcimer whispered in her ear.
But you really do need to learn some new ones.
The mare took a careful breath in and let it out.
And thou wish to teach me?
Yes, but not here.
There was a sharp prick in her neck. She looked down and around to see an empty syringe jutting out from her blue coat. Dulcimer removed the needle and took a step back.
Relax,
he said.
If you let it work, it'll be over faster.
She tottered on her hooves. She caught herself again and again, but the world refused to stop swirling. She felt the floor come up and hit the side of her head. The large Pegasus scooped her up on his back, while the others moved her cotton couch into the cart.
Mirror.
She muttered.
Mirror.
She saw Dulcimer look at her with narrowed eyes. He looked over, said something about the mirror, and turned away. The winds whipped past as she was lifted into the air. She felt heavy and limp, her eyes starting to force themselves shut.
Have her cleaned up a little,
Dulcimer said from beside her. She lifted her head, but she saw the rooftops rolling past below. Events flowed together as she saw Dulcimer's face as an afterimage in her foggy mind.
Take her to the estate, and make sure that she's taken care of.
She blinked once, and at last succumbed to unconsciousness. On a good note, at least she got karma to bite her in the ass, but on a bad note, Dulcimer probably is going to harness her and use her for his own good, which is bad for everybody else. So I wonder where all this is going to lead up to. Anyways, let's get on to our superb donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J-Tinman, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Courier Cursei, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronan Wandering, EnderEye63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Cage, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKitsune9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Tilka Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mr. ECU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plincart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Daniel Beck, and 6 of 9. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.